And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. How you doing, Mickey?
I'm doing well, Rob.
All right, we're focusing on gold for this installment of the program. Ran up to a record high of $1,431.25 an ounce in December. Has not been smooth sailing for bullion so far this year. Mickey's going to put it all into perspective. Before we get to your 2011 outlook for gold, though, Mickey, comment for us on that 2010 run higher that we saw in bullion. Plenty of factors behind the bull run in gold. Did bullion respond in the manner in which you would expect it to, given the events of last year?
Well, it was up 26% for the year over year. We basically started in early January and February with a correction, and that's not unusual for that time of year. Then it really went on the uptick. We saw a record price of $1,260, and that was during the time period of the Euro crisis in the late spring. And it kind of muddled about for a while in a correction until midsummer, and mm-hmm. and that's what we usually see with the seasonality of gold. Hit a low of $1,150 in late July, and since then it's just been on a pretty good run. Big uptick till mid-October, and then it's kind of been range-bound for the last 3 months, actually, since then, trading in the range of, say, $1,325 to $1,425.
Okay, well, as I mentioned in the intro, this year so far has not been an easy ride for gold. You mentioned the fact that seasonality, it's often a little bit of a bumpy ride this time of year for bullion. We haven't seen a correction yet. You've been calling for a true correction in gold. What is your view of the metal today?
Well, it still looks very overbought to me, and we have seen this choppy market for going on over 90 days now. Gold has gone down about 4.5% since the end of 2010, mm-hmm. but correction is defined at least 10%, so we're only halfway there. I am still very much a short-term bear on gold, and I'll stick by my platform that we're looking at a correction that's long overdue.
Okay, a correction that is long overdue in your mind. What will be the spark that sets off such a correction? What has to take place in order for us to see that 10% plus pullback in gold that you think is quite possible?
Well, what we've really seen is we've seen very low interest rates, and when that happens, the spec money will find other places to go. So gold's been carried along with most hard commodities, and they look very frothy and overbought and risky to me. With low interest rates, we see speculative money pouring into mm-hmm. metals and energy and agriculture minerals and foodstuff futures. I think what's going to trigger a correction would be the movement of hedge fund speculative money out of commodities and into the next big thing.
Okay, we haven't mentioned inflation. Mickey, oil is approaching $100 a barrel. Food costs are going higher. We often hear about gold being a hedge against inflation. So would inflationary forces not work in favor of gold at this particular time?
Well, I think what's happened here is we've seen low interest rates, which mm-hmm. will tend to drive spec money into commodities, and we've also seen very strong devaluations of all currencies in the world. So gold is trading at very high price amounts, if you will, and no matter what currency you're in, dollars, euros, yuan, or yen, it's all about the same right now. We've had this continuing devaluation of world currencies, and it's almost a race to see who can devalue their paper faster. And that means that stuff costs more, and that would be all stuff. And so it takes more dollars and more yuan and euros and yen to buy an ounce of gold or a pound of copper or a barrel of oil, even a bushel of corn. What this does result in, though, especially with oil, as you mentioned, approaching $100 a barrel, we're seeing monthly percentage rises in food costs. I mean, go to the grocery store and see what your bill is and compare it to the last few months. So food inflation is becoming a major concern in poor nations, and that's the emerging nations of the world. We saw food riots in Tunisia that led to the overthrow of the government. Food inflation is a very serious problem and of serious concern, especially in places like Eastern Asia.
Okay, and what is that, or what could that ultimately lead to in some of these emerging markets? Are we talking about inflation getting to the point where there are changes in monetary policy which could work against gold?
Well, I think so. With this food inflation, and that might be the catalyst that's going to drive commodities down. We must see tightening of monetary policy because countries, especially in Eastern Asia, cannot afford people that are hungry and food riots, etc. So we've seen China raising interest rates and reserve requirements for their banks repeatedly. We see Indian demand for gold is way down. Mm-hmm. We see the ETFs, the gold ETF, having net withdrawals over the last couple of months. In addition, in the futures market, we've seen a great reduction in bullish positions. One thing I watch closely are the net commercial shorts, and they are the highest since September of 2008. So the commercial futures speculators are becoming very bearish on gold. The non-commercial long positions are off over 30% since October. So you add all that stuff up, and it looks to me like a correction for gold is imminent.
All right. I may have saved one of the best points for last, Mickey. I don't know if you've heard about this story, but, well, you know the saying that when a cab driver starts to give you stock picks, it may be time to get out because everybody's on one side of the bet. I don't know if you saw this story, but gold vending machines are spreading. We know that there are a number of them already in Europe where you can go in there and plug some money and get some gold out of the machine. Well, now they're popping up in the vending machine capital of the world, and that is Japan. Did you hear that story?
No, I hadn't heard that, but it is quite amazing that people go and convert, be able to convert and take gold out of an ATM. I shudder to think of what the markup is for buying an ounce of gold from a vending machine.
Yeah, from what I've read, it's pretty high, and the first gold vending machine's apparently being set up in central Tokyo. And did you know, according to Bloomberg calculations, for every 32 residents in Japan, I just find this mind-boggling, for every 32 people in Japan, there is one vending machine. Could you imagine?
My. There's a lot of vending machines.
Whoever's got the licenses for those things, boy, is raking in some dough. let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, next time out on Mercenary Musings Radio, what do you want to focus on?
Well, we're going to switch gears, I think. I'm presently in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. There are four conferences in the next week. There's a conference on the Yukon area plays. There's a critical metals summit. There's the normal Cambridge House Resource Investment Conference, which is, as you're probably aware, the second largest in North America next to the biggie PDAC. Mm-hmm. And then there's the drunken brawl for a geologist called the Cordillera Roundup. So I will be at all four of these conferences. Then right after that, I'm off to New York City to give a luncheon speech on rare earths. So about that time, we'll review the current sentiment of the speculating community after these four conferences.
Okay, well, you behave yourself at that one conference, the drunken brawl, okay?
Well, you know, I am a geologist.
Yeah, indeed.
I will try to behave right.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Mickey.
Okay, thank you. Good to talk to you once again.
Okay, that's Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.